அஸ்ஸலாமு அலைக்கும் வரஹ்மத்துல்லாஹி தஆலா வபரகாத்துஹு. பிஸ்மில்லாஹிர் ரஹ்மானிர் ரஹீம். அல்ஹம்துலில்லாஹி ரப்பில் ஆலமீன் வஸ்ஸலாத்து வஸ்ஸலாமு அலா அஸ்ரஃபில் அம்பியாஇ வல் முர்ஸலீன் சையதினா முஹம்மதின் வஅலா ஆலிஹி வஅஸ்ஹாபிஹி அஜ்மயீன். அம்மா பஅத், ஃபக்கத் கால் அல்லாஹு சுப்ஹானஹு வதஆலா, فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، من كان يريد حرث الآخرة نزد له في حرثه، ومن كان يريد حرث الدنيا نؤته منها، وما له في الآخرة من نصيب. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال، قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم وأموالكم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Almighty Allah has granted us this beautiful life, this precious life, to prepare for hereafter. We are very short period in this world, and our goal is to achieve the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by our a'mal and actions to please Almighty Allah and gain success. And what is the success? As we always hear, man kana, you know, from zuhziha anin nar wa udkhila al-jannata faqad faz. Man zuhziha anin nar wa udkhila al-jannata faqad faz. That a person who has been protected, saved from the hellfire and granted entry in paradise, that person is the successful. وما هذه الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. Allah Ta'ala says, what is the life of this world is just a deception. Why we are always talking this kind of ayat and ahadith over and over again? Because we need to remind ourselves, we need to remind each other, we are so indulged, engaged in worldly affairs, as long as we go out of the masjid, we don't hear this kind of things. We all hear about the talks about dunya, accumulating dunya, how to become success in this world. Our akabirin, our predecessors, used to discuss, when they used to depart from each other, they used to always remind about hereafter. That was a common practice of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and our pious predecessors. The Ustad Muhammad Bajur has explained this quotation from Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It's very beautifully, he said that Allah, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Man aslaha sariratahu aslaha Allahu alaniyatahu, wa man aslaha ma baynahu wa baynallahi aslaha Allahu ma baynahu wa baynan nas. وَمَنْ اِحْتَمَّ بِأَمْرِ آخِرَتِهِ كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ أَمْرَ دُنْيَا." This is so profound statement. If you think and ponder over it, inshallah, with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, somehow we will be able to gain the success and cut off our desires and lust from this worldly affairs. The first phrase, and it's so important, my brothers and sisters, he said, "Man aslaha sariratahu." Whoever correct and perfect his inner secret, what is there inside us. Sarir means from the sir. Sir means a thing which is hidden, invisible. Right? So if a person is trying and making an effort to correct what is his inside, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him and perfect him and correct him on the outside affairs. And whoever try to fix between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will fix between him and the people. And the third advice, whoever prepares, makes an effort for hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes sufficient for him for his worldly affairs. It is just give and take. Unfortunately, I am not pointing finger to anyone, but this is the common scenario. We are always trying to look better for others. We are too much worried about the people. Every day we change in our dresses, right? Why? So we can look better in eyes of others, right? We are building or buying a beautiful house. Why? So when visitors come, our relatives, friends come and visit our house, they must be amazed. Oh, look at the beautiful house. To impress others, we're driving flashy car, not for our comfort. We can go to our destination by simple car. The old cars are driving in the same speed, 60, 70 miles per hour on the road. Whether it's a BMW, Lexus, or Toyota in the Ford. The speed by DMV is set up. It doesn't matter if you're driving BMW, you can go faster than the person who be the poor guy driving the Toyota. No, speed will be same. What is the difference? BMW and Mercedes look better. Oh, people are amazed. Look at him. Look at his car. So we always purchase the things or try every time to impress the others. We buy beautiful furnitures, curtains, carpets. Why? Not to enjoy ourselves. We are just living in a small little room. But when people come and visit us, they must be impressed by carpet, they must be impressed by curtain, and everything inside the house. Look at, I saw his lounge, I saw his bed. Oh man, what a furniture, unique furniture he got. Antique. And we spend money for that. Every day we are trying to shave our beard to look younger to the people. Although they are not getting impressed, but in our mind, these things is always constantly is bothering us, is pushing us to look better to the people outside. And what is the reality? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us, what our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam practically shown us. This hadith is very profound. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said very clearly, "Inna Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum wa amwalikum." Allah doesn't care how handsome you look. Allah is not going to look at your beauty. "Wala ila amwalikum," how much of wealth you have accumulated. Allah doesn't care about it. Firaun should be very successful, but he is failure. Haman, Namrud, we have the examples in the Holy Quran, in the Hadith. Those rich people, what happened to them? Abu Lahab was so handsome, what happened to him? His handsomeness helped him out compared to Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala? No. Allah doesn't look the outer beauty. What Allah looks, "Inna Allah yanzuru ila qulubikum wa a'malikum." How brightened your heart is. How beautiful your a'mal is. That's what Allah wants. That's what Allah is going to require on the Yawmul Qiyamah. Right? We are not trying for that, unfortunately. We are trying our outer beauty, outer everything, and we are forgetting our inner world. You can see a very handsome person, or very wealthy person, But if you look at his inside, how much of hatred, pride, arrogance, and malice, and all those kind of diseases, his whole heart is black because of the sins he's committing. But outwardly, his beautiful dress, beautiful car, beautiful house. What he said? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, man aslaha sarirathu. Whoever tries to correct inner part, aslaha Allahu alaniyat. Automatically, if your akhlaq is good, if you are sincere, if you have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's all inner qualities. And it doesn't person get it, he had to work for it. We have to sacrifice for that. And that's the whole teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his entire life. He said, I have nothing to do with dunya. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, I give talaq to dunya. Don't try to attract me. I got nothing to do with you. So these were our predecessors. They were always trying to perfect their inner part. So when they depart from this dunya, their heart must be, you know, illuminated, brightened, beautified by zikrullah, tilawat of the Quran, sincerity, ikhlas, and beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's what is required. And we have to work for it. We have to make so much of effort to perfect our inner part. Then the second part, if a person is trying to make aslah Allah, aslah ma bayna wa bayna, man aslah ma bayna wa bayna Allah. This is the condition. If he perfects what is the between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as abd, as the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the believer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the duties, what is the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon me or are upon me. Am I fulfilling that rights? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you must wake up for tahajjud, although it's not for us. But Allah loves, Allah descends on the heavens, in the early, in the lower part of the heavens, every night, and making announcement through the angels, is there anyone asking forgiveness? I can forgive him. Is there anyone wants to increase his risk and sustenance? I can increase. Is there anyone is sick and asking for cure? I can grant him cure. These are the announcement every single night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Malik, our Khalik, our Razak, is making. And we are sleeping. We are sleeping. So there is not fixed between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further time, there is a special phrase in the azan, which you don't have Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha. What is that special phrase?